This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra opened its season last week, it played under the baton of a 31-year-old conductor from New Zealand. Gemma New was the first woman ever to lead the orchestra's opening night concert. This was also the first time that honor fell to the resident conductor, a job created for young musicians on the rise. This is her third year in that role. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin went behind the scenes with the conductor as she prepared for opening night.
It can be nerve-wracking to audition for a major symphony orchestra, no matter what instrument you play. But what if you're kind of playing all of them? A young conductor needs to walk into a room of world-class musicians she's never met before and tell them exactly what to do. That was Gemma New a few years ago, trying out for her present role as St. Louis Symphony Orchestra's resident conductor. Her audition piece that day was Beethoven's Second Symphony.
The very first chord is one that you must have no fear for. You must give the upbeat with a lot of strength and absolutely do not be nervous or have doubt. And you don't know what the sound is going to be, so you're imagining something, so there's uncertainty. So I did that, and I imagined a glorious sound to come out, and then when they played, it was so beautiful and brilliant, and I loved the sound, and immediately then I felt like this was going to be a good relationship.
The leadership at the orchestra agreed.
I think she's a rare talent.
That's President and CEO Marie-Hélène Bernard.
In my 20-plus years in the business, I have rarely seen someone like her.
New's portfolio this season ranges from the holiday concerts to the music of Star Wars. She says her approach is the same no matter what the piece is.
My favorite piece is the one that I've got on my desk that I'm studying at the moment, and I obsess with it. I really learn every single nook and cranny about that piece and learn what all the gems are about it, what the best parts of the piece are, and cherish that. So whether it's a movie score or Elgar's Enigma Variations, I want to find the best out of it.
With the job of music director temporarily open here, Stéphane Deneuve starts in that role next year, New also had the rare honor of leading the season's opening night concert, a big moment for a young conductor. 2 days before the concert, New leads the orchestra's first rehearsal of the season. She starts with Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations, zeroing in on moments in the score and sculpting the nuances of her interpretation.
And that's the weirdest harmony he could possibly choose, right? I think you could get it even more even and legato. One more time. That's really nice. It is supposed to be fun. Just playing around on the keys. Let's do it once more.
After three rehearsals, there's a final tune-up the day of the concert. Hours later, there's an opening night buzz all around Powell Hall as people mill around and find their seats.
Can I help you, ma'am?
We can find it.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy. You've got a program. Can I help
Musicians
you?
Are arriving at the same time over at the building's staff-only entrance on Del Mar Boulevard. It's just a few steps from there up to the stage right wing. It's close quarters back there. The brick wall at the rear of the narrow backstage area is the back wall of the building. It's even more cramped on this night because there's a grand piano stashed back there that won't be rolled out on stage until intermission. New turns up backstage about 10 minutes before showtime, and she stands quietly. Soon enough, the lights dim. The audience hushes. Gemma New takes the podium, raises her baton, and gives that first beat without fear. At the end of the night, her new friends in St. Louis treat her like a returning favorite. Which, at this point, it seems, she is. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can hear an extended version of our interview with Gemma New on the next episode of Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's Arts and Culture podcast.